For decades, the dietary advice was clear. To reduce the risk of heart disease, eat plant-based polyunsaturated fats rather than animal-based saturated fats. But now, a new analysis of an old study from the 70s has thrown into question the orthodoxy that margarine is better for your heart than butter. Jennifer Macy reports.
In 1966, the Sydney Diet Heart Study began. 458 men aged between 30 and 59 who had recently had a heart attack or angina were split into two groups. The control group were given no dietary advice, while the other group were told to eat less saturated fats and increase their polyunsaturated fat intake to 15% of their total energy consumption. Mark Wahlquist is an Emeritus Professor of Medicine at Monash University and remembers the study while a medical student in Adelaide.
When the group in Sydney did a clinical trial and found that all-cause mortality was actually increased by this kind of dietary change towards polyunsaturated fatty acids, that sent shockwaves through the medical community that was in a battle with the dairy industry at the time.
Now, a new analysis of the controlled randomised trial has found that the increased consumption of omega-6 polyunsaturated fats also increased the risk of heart disease.
My own view is that people didn't want to know that. The theory about the link between polyunsaturated fatty acids and health outcomes was that it would be favourable because the cholesterol dropped. People didn't want to not believe that the lowering of the cholesterol would have improved coronary mortality, but it didn't. And for years, the National Heart Foundation and other expert committees have encouraged the view that it was favourable when it was actually unfavourable.
Other nutritionists have pointed out that the margarines in the 60s and 70s contained a lot more trans fats than they do today, which may explain the deaths from heart disease. Associate Professor Barbara Meyer is from the University of Wollongong and the President of the Nutrition Society of Australia.
They're very minimal because now when margarines are made, they are no longer using the hydrogenation process, which then introduces the trans fatty acids. Whereas back in when this study was conducted and these margarines offered to these participants, the trans fatty acid content was much higher.
However, Professor Mark Wahlquist disagrees.
There's been a change in the structure of the fats to get rid of the trans fatty acids, and we don't know yet whether those new fats, so-called trans fatty acid-free, have favourable or unfavourable outcomes.
What they do agree on is the healthiest form of diet contains a diverse range of different fats, saturated, monounsaturated, and omega-3 and omega-6 polyunsaturated fats.
Have a balanced diet, not excessively consume one type of fat over another, but you have a mix of good, healthy fats. Personally, I don't see butter as being bad. Now, sure, if you sat down and ate a whole 250-gram butter of every day, no, I don't recommend that because that is too much saturated fat.
Professor Mark Wahlquist says the advice given in the past has led to many people avoiding eating healthy foods like eggs, for example.
I think it's a serious question what was going on in the minds of the investigators at the time, what was going on in the formulation of policy, what was going on with the relationship between the food industry and the medical profession and medical science at the time.
Monash University Emeritus Professor Mark Wahlquist.